the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, Lante, Jeremy Warner. And we're going to start the show off today, though we've already talked about my incredible athletic exploits on the softball field.
Sure.
Let's move on to something that's a little more impressive, shall we? And that would be, how about playing in the United States Open? The golf, United States Open. Is
I don't
that
think
pretty
I've ever
cool?
heard it as the United States Open.
I don't know why I say that, but it's the United States
Open. You're trying to give it more effect.
I am, to bring on Chris DeFore. I mean, Chris, does it sound better as the United States Open, or do we just go with the old U.S. Open standby?
You know what? I'd say I like it with the United States Open.
There you go.
Little ring.
And we got to give it the United States Open, right?
Only if you're in trouble. Only if you're in trouble. This is Chris DeForest, a member of the Fighting Illini golf team. Just finished up his senior season with Mike Small's squad. And Chris, a great season for you. And we'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, you just qualified for the U.S. Open. I mean, that has got to be an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah, it really is. I knocked in that short little putt, and luckily I think I just had the three putt. But I just put my arms in the air, and my teammate was there, my caddy, Jared Borlak. And, I gave him a big hug, and I was just overjoyed.
And, Chris, you qualified at the St. Charles Country Club, claimed the third of three spots. You were in a playoff with three other guys. One guy birdies on the first hole, and the other two parred. And then you get to the second hole, and it's a par five, and you've been doing well on par fives all day long, and you get to the green in two shots. Take us through that hole, and then you eagle it. Just take us through that hole, exactly what happened and what were you feeling during that?
Well, I'll tell you what, I definitely didn't win that playoff on the second hole. It was on the first hole. I had like a three and a half foot putt to push the playoff to a second hole. And I'll tell you what, I was quite nervous. I've never been more nervous over a putt. But I made it, and I was just really excited when I got to that next hole and got to the par five, because I knew I had a distinct advantage. I hit it a long way past the kid on the first hole. And I knew that I was going to have a good opportunity to win the playoff on that par five.
How far did you hit that first drive, if you get it in two shots?
Farther than most.
Farther than most.
The hole was about 530. It was downwind, playing downhill. So, I had the elements at my side, and I hit a very good drive. And it ended up going from A to B, 415, 16 yards, but
wow.
It definitely wasn't a drive that's going to fly that far on any day.
That's just ridiculous, though. You young kids now, you're so flexible and hit these. I mean, it's not even fair, Chris. It's not even fair.
Well, could you imagine if I was as big and strong as you, Juan?
Oh, I never thought of it that way. Yeah, right. Hey, well, that listen, has it sunk in yet that you're going to be playing in a major?
Honestly, I haven't stopped thinking about it, and I've been trying to. That Monday night after I qualified, some people might expect to go out celebrating, but I'm just so excited to play that I wanted to get ready and stayed in. And I'll tell you what, I laid down at maybe 11:30, and I probably slept the longest period of time, maybe 15 minutes. I just kept thinking, and I could not sleep. I couldn't even get to bed. So that'll tell you how excited I am.
Well, that's awesome. And, the U.S. Open is always known as a course that, it's routine to see scores well over par. I mean, it's always set up as one of the toughest courses you can play. So what's the one aspect of your game you're going to really focus on before next week's Open?
Well, driving the ball straight and putting is always huge in Opens, and really just managing your game. It's not always the person that hits all the best shots that wins. And, it kind of fits our team mentality very well, which I'm excited about. We play good, tough golf courses very well. So, I'm just really excited. This is my first professional tournament, first major. Sounds kind of funny, but I just think it sets up great for me, and I'm really just looking forward to the opportunity to compete.
Chris DeForest joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. I guess we can call him a former Illini.
Absolutely.
Now moving on to the U.S. Open, the second Illini golfer to do that in 2 years. Scott Langley, of course, did it last year, Chris. Have you talked to him about Congressional and what that course plays like?
Yeah, Scott's never played out of Congressional, but he gave me a nice call. He took off after the qualifier. He had to get home, but he gave me a call and left me a nice message, and I actually talked to him yesterday, and he gave me some pointers, you know, as a friend and a teammate, and he was just pointing out some of the things that, you know, that could have helped him if he had known, and definitely gave me some pointers to hopefully play really good this week.
What are some of those things? Is it just with the nerves? Because I know he really finished well, but is it just about getting over those nerves over that first couple holes?
The thing that he said was to get there real early as I can, and just enjoy myself and get as familiar with the golf course as possible was the first thing. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, you're not guaranteed another opportunity like this. So he just had to really just soak it all in, and, you know, he was so glad that I went out and followed him last year. Unfortunately, he's going to be in the middle of a move, so he can't be there, but I got a lot of friends and family that are going to do the same for me, and he just said to really just soak it all in and but really focus on the task at hand.
Former Illini golfer Chris DeForest, he is a qualifier for the United States Open. I just like the way that sounds. The U.S. Open next week in Bethesda, Maryland. And Chris, what does this do now for your career moving forward in golf? Obviously, now a lot of times you'll see amateurs play like Scott did last year, and you can't take any prize money, etc. But you can now, correct? And what does this do now for your career moving forward?
I would say, you know, I have a wonderful opportunity. I turned professional the morning before I played, and all you have to do is just declare. So they said, You know, congratulations, you're now a pro. It was kind of anticlimactic.
So they don't give you a certificate or anything?
No, I didn't even get a medal, pat on the back, nothing. He didn't shake my hand, which I thought
that's good. That's nice.
But so I did play, and you know, I would just say more than anything, I just have a great opportunity, and then, you know, just expedite the whole process of you know, working with perhaps getting an agent and signing maybe a club deal or something like that. It might have made that more that process happen quicker. Besides that, it's just, you know, it's just another golf tournament. I got treated the same way, unfortunately.
Now, fill me in on when do you go to where you need to be there at Congressional? When do you get there? More importantly, when do you find out who you play with?
I know. It's not going to be Tiger, apparently. I was really hoping. I was thinking he withdrew because he thought I might kick him in the knee.
You know, that's not like that.
But no, in all seriousness, still working on the logistics. My father's going to caddy for me. And awesome. I'm really excited, but I'm guessing that I'm going to go down there maybe on Saturday afternoon, maybe play golf with one of my best friends, Frank Galifianakis, lives just off the golf course as a member at the neighboring club, and he's going to caddy for me in a couple of the practice rounds before my dad gets down there and help me prepare.
Talking with former Illini golfer Chris DeForest, qualified for the U.S. Open. Two other Illini will be there, of course, Steve Stricker and D.A. Points. Have you talked with them at all? Has Mike set that up? Have you talked with them at all about this experience?
I have, and I've talked to Coach, you know, he just gave me some advice on how to handle the pressure and handle things. And then, I misspoke. I actually did talk to D.A. Points over Twitter, and he sent me a message congratulating me and asking if I wanted to play a practice round. So haven't talked to Strick, but D.A. Points is a good friend of mine. We'll be playing a practice round one of the days leading up to the event.
Well, that's cool. Now, of course, you said Tiger's not going to be in it, so you have a shot here, right, Chris?
I'd say I got a shot. You know, there's 156 of us that all have a shot, I guess, right?
Well, does the name Francis We Met mean anything to you?
Yeah, I watched that movie. I don't remember. I don't remember much of it, though.
Well, yeah, it was the amateur who won two straight U.S. Open. Yes. So there you go. Just put that movie in maybe the night before and just believe in it. How about that?
That sounds good.
Scott, Chris, you'll have to answer something for me that I was when I was reading everything about where guys qualified. I know, for instance, was it Guthrie that was in Ohio and a couple of guys? How do you pick where you're going to qualify at?
I know Luke in particular chose his qualifying site because he didn't want to come and play at the same one as us. Obviously, Luke's fully confident in playing against us. But, you know, what's the point in us all showing up and beating up on one another, I guess, is the kind of the strategy. So Luke was the last one to know where he was going to go because he got in off his world ranking. So he just chose to go there because I think it was just about the closest one for him that wasn't ours. So that's why he went there. And I went to St. Charles because we got back late on Friday night, and then the thing is on Monday. So
sure.
I didn't really have time to get home and do one up in the Northeast.
You got back late because I'm sure the NCAA championship, you guys get fifth place there, and you win the Big Ten. Looking back on your senior season and your career here, Chris, what do you take most from it?
Honestly, I've actually had this conversation a lot, and I just can't thank everyone enough. You guys, all the Illini supporters. I love my time here at the university, and I do feel truly blessed that I was given this opportunity. And I just like to take this opportunity to thank everyone here at U of I and everyone back home for supporting me. And, I've learned a lot in 4 years, and I've gotten a hell of a lot better at golf. And a lot of that I can attribute to my teammates and head coach Mike Small.
Good stuff. Chris DeForest, I'm glad I ran into you that one night. I'm glad I had a chance to meet you because I know going forward I am just a little man now, and I will never be remembered, and Chris DeForest will never come back on the Tay and Jay show, and yada, yada. I mean, here we go, right?
Oh, come on. You knew right then and there that we had something special.
There you go. There you go. When he wins the U.S. Open, the first interview, is it CBS? I don't even know
golf
who shows
channel,
it. Yeah, whatever. It's
hey.
Like, listen, I got to call Lon and Jeremy real quick.
That'll be the first thing on my mind. I actually played golf yesterday in Chicago, and it rounded out our fivesome, actually, was Jeff Rood, the writer from Golf Week. And I kind of slipped out just in polite conversation. I promised him an exclusive interview first if I won the U.S. Open. So you guys can go second.
Though. Okay, right, that's we'll fine with that. Me. That's we'll fine. That. Well, Chris DeForest, I mean, this is great. This is going to be fun. I always love watching the majors, but to know that you're going to be in there, it's going to be fun to look for. And we wish you nothing but the best. Congratulations. I know you're having the time of your life. Just go out there and relax, right, and do something special. It'd be awesome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, everyone listening, thanks for all the support, and thanks again.
Good stuff. Thank you, Chris. Good luck, man.
Take care.
All right,
Take care.
Is Chris DeForest. He is qualified. Just think about that for a second. He has qualified for the U.S. Open.
The United States Open.
The United States Open. There are four majors in golf.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if I could even go play in the John Deere Classic up at, what is it, Silva, Illinois, or Silvis or something. I mean, that's not a very uppity PGA event, but can you imagine just playing in that, let alone a major?
Can you imagine just, if you're Chris DeForest, you're what, 22 years old?
Yes.
Walking into that locker room.
Oh.
Seeing Phil.
Hey, what's up, Phil?
I mean, he's met Steve Stricker, but not maybe sure. Not in that setting. You see Steve Stricker over there.
Oh.
Luke Donald, number one player in the world right now.
No.
I mean, Tiger won't be there, but still, he gets to walk into that locker room and see all those guys, and he's playing against them. That's an unbelievable feeling, I'm sure, for everyone that comes through and does this.
How about Chris just going up to Luke Donald and just start giving him crap about Northwestern? Like, we smoked you this year.
Yeah, way to go, Wildcats.
Well, that was fun. I mean, he's a great kid, and he's had an unbelievable career. And you can tell, he said thank you to the Illini fans about 100 times. And you can tell how special of a kid he is. And that's awesome to know that he's going to be playing in this, and we wish him nothing but the best.